神为什么拣选我们呢？没有原因，因为他的爱，他喜欢，他就拣选我们。
And there's no particular reason why God chose us, but just because He left us.
我不知道大家回家以后会不会对那个烂水果会比较有一点 passion 了。现在觉得，it's good to be, 烂。
And I'm not sure whether that you will now have a little more feeling towards the rotten fruit.
我们接下来下来看呢，是我们今天要讲的第二个福气，在我们的当中。
And we'll look into the second blessing that was installed upon us.
就是讲到一个成圣的一个福气。
And that is the blessing of sanctification.
我们来念第三节到第六节，我们再来念一次好吗？第三节到第六节。
Verse 3 to verse 6.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
So that's verse 3 through 6. Praise to be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love.He presented us to be adopted as His Son through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He freely given us in the one He loves.
Awesome. 我们听到，今天我们会 focus 在这一节上面，第一章第四节，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，这拣选我们上次提到。后面这一句话是我们在他面前称为圣洁无有瑕疵。
So we're going to focus on verse 4. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world, and in particular to be holy and blameless in his sight.
讲到在我们在神的面前呢，有一个特别的福气，什么福气呢？就是成为圣洁。
And we talk about a particular blessing.And what is that blessing? Is to be sanctified by God.
我们每次讲到圣洁的时候，其实这个题目在教会很多都不太讲了。现在都讲很多什么信耶稣就会好运气啊，信耶稣就得很多的祝福啊。我们都在讲了这个很多，但是呢，圣洁是一个比较偏的题目。
And we talk in particular the topic of holiness is not really much talked about in among churches now.And people talk about, you know, you get blessing and all kinds of other things, but not so much about holiness.
所以我们来花一点时间来想一下，到底什么叫做圣洁。
So let's think about what does the word holiness means.
Before 讲圣洁，先讲什么叫做圣。
And before we talk about holiness, what is holy?
我们在教会里面，大家都有一个很好像都有一个概念，讲到圣都模模糊糊就有一个概念。
And we have some blurry kind of thinking about what the holy really means.
我们说这本书叫做什么经呢？圣经。
So we talk,
圣的经。
And that's we refer Bible as holy.
大家坐在下面，我们这些人叫做什么徒？圣徒。
So each one of a believer is a sort of like apostle.
我们来 ascend.
A saint.
我们来到这里，进到会堂以后，我们说这是神的什么殿？圣殿。
So the church building is almost like a holy temple.
我们在敬拜，我们大家唱诗歌，他们的乐叫做什么乐？圣乐。
And during praise and worship, all the music is almost like holy music.
我们每一个礼拜，每个月第一个礼拜，我们会吃一个主餐，那个叫什么餐？圣餐。
And every month we have a communion together.
有一次我孩子问我，我们回家偶尔我们会带一些教会剩下的礼拜天剩下的饭，然后没有人带我们就带回家。有一次孩子问我说，这个叫 Holy Rice 吗？它的英文叫什么？ 因为我们常常说我们这是教会的剩饭他们就说他的英文是叫 Holy Rice 吗所以我们现在家里面这些都叫做 Holy Rice 我们常常吃 Holy Rice
So a lot of time that sometimes we bring the leftovers from the church our kids will actually ask once that whether that's what is called Holy Rice or not
到底什么叫做圣呢
So what is holiness
其实这个字在圣经里面如果我们很多的看见这个字的用在什么地方通常你会发现这个字都用在关乎神的身上
So when this word holiness is used that's all related to God
跟神有关的事物上面
Whatever is in reference to God
所以当我们看到这个字呢其实它有一个很重要的意思就是它是在描述神的一个超越性跟世人跟所有的被造物之间呢有一个极大的差别它是一个圣的是一个不同层次的东西
So that is in particular reference that God is beyond the regular human being. There's a big separation there.
特别讲到他的超越性，神的那种神格里面的那种 transcend， 就是 transcend 的那种 position， 它是完全的跟他的被造物完全的不一样。
And let's talk about the transcendence of that characteristic of God.
所以当在以赛亚书第六章的时候。以赛亚看见一个异象在天上好像呢主坐在高高的宝座上他的衣裳下垂然后呢盖满了圣殿就看见有撒弗在旁边侍立
So that in Isaiah chapter 6 that Isaiah saw a vision that the God was sitting on the throne the train of his robe filled the temples and there are many seraphims serving God
他们有六个翅膀两个翅膀遮脸两个翅膀怎样遮脚还有两个翅膀做什么呢飞翔
And each seraphim has six wings and two wings to cover the eyes or face two wings to cover the legs and the other two wings is for flying
他们就在那边大声的呼喊啊呼喊什么事情呢圣哉圣哉圣哉万军之耶和华全地都充满了他的荣光
So they proclaim holy 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 is the Lord God almightyAnd the whole world is full of his glory.
他的荣光要充满全地。
And his glory is going to be fill the earth.
他就讲到圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，这就是我们对神最能够用的最贴切的一个形容词，就是他是圣的。
And that is the best description we can have for God is because he's holy.
大家知道在那个希伯来文里面呢，他们讲圣哉，圣哉，就是你这种东西呢，你的像英文里面有一个最高级，有没有？Good, better, 跟 best. Best 就是最高级。在希伯来文里面呢，他讲没有这个东西，但要讲他是最厉害的，怎么讲就讲三次就好了。所以他讲什么？圣哉，圣哉，圣哉 ，the most holy.
So in Hebrew, that if you want to describe the best or the highest class, you repeat it three times. So holy, holy, and holy.
所以他就讲到在描写他就看见了看见什么看见神的荣耀看见神的威严看见他的权柄看见他是这样一个超乎万人之上的一位神远远跟他的被造物是完全隔这么大的差别圣他只能这样来形容他
So it's describing the how different God is how separate it is and as the it's describing his glory his authority his power
所以对比于什么呢对比于以赛亚他自己他就看见这样一个圣哉一个全能的主的时候他整个人就觉得哎呀我是这样的卑微我是这样的卑下我是这样子的好像罪好 这不圣洁在这当中
So in comparison Isaiah felt that he was just is very little and very limited very small in front of God
他觉得他是这样的不配
And it is just is not worthy
所以他就说祸哉我灭亡了因为我是嘴唇不洁净的人住在嘴唇不洁的民中
So he say Oh to me I am ruined For I am a man of unclean lips And I live among the people of unclean lips
所以当看见一个至圣至荣的神的时候人的反应就是非常非常的不配非常非常的卑微这是人的一个自然反应因为神实在太高了
So a natural reaction of human isWhen they see a holy God is feeling its own self unworthiness.
所以当以色列人出埃及的时候， 他们看见红海过不去，后来埃及人有追兵就过来的时候，他们要过红海，后来发现怎么样，大家都知道这个故事，后来所有的埃及的这些战车马兵全部就被洪水就淹没了，那个红海的水就淹没了。
So when the Israelites was leaving Egypt, when they were coming to the Red Sea, and you all know the story that the Red Sea parted and then Israelites moved through, but all the chariots that's following them was all drawn by the Red Sea afterwards.
所以当以色列人安然度过这个时候，他们回头看的时候，他们不禁禁不住就要向他们的神大声的来赞美。
And after when they were turned back and see, they give all the praise and glory to God.
他们就大声赞美说，耶和华啊，众神之中谁能像你，至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行奇事。
So in Exodus it says, Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you? Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders.
就讲到他是圣，而且呢是至圣，是最圣的这样子的一个神。
So talk about the holy or majestic in holiness.
所以我们第一件事情看到说，圣这个字通常就是指神跟他所有创造物之间的不同，它是一个极高的极荣耀的一个位格。
So when we talk about this one, is that the word holy is a separation, and that talks about the characteristic of God.
其实我们来看见，其实圣这个字呢，让我们知道圣这个字，其实它最原始的意义呢是分别，就是 separation， 分开。
So the original meaning of holiness is meant separations.
中文我们常常讲一句话叫做分别为圣，有听过分别为圣，分开。
So in Chinese we will talk about a lot about sanctifications.
所以当以色列人呢，他们要献殿的时候，献那个会幕的时候他们要高大祭司，所以他要高亚伦做大祭司。好，在出埃及记28:2-3，他特别在这个地方讲到要给亚伦做衣服，使他分别为圣，可以给我供祭司的职分，就讲到把亚伦分别出来。
So in Exodus 28:2-3, it says the make sacred garment for your brother Aaron to give him dignity and honor.
就是使他分别出来，从哪里分别出来？从可能是两三百万个这么多的以色列人里面，男丁60万多的男丁里面，把他分出来，这一个人。承接大祭司，把它分开。
So we talk about separating one person among about 2-3 million people, and that person is for to be a high priest.
接着会幕盖好以后，他们要来高抹，好要高抹铜祭坛啊，要高抹这些所有的器具啊，这些事情呢，要高抹的意思就是要使他成圣。这在出埃及记40章也讲，就是要高抹使坛。还有很多什么洗濯盆啊这些东西要高他，让他怎么样，让他成圣，让他被分别出来。
So after the finish the building of the temple, you want to anoint the utensils that was used or the basin that was used there. So this anointment also is a signification.
所以圣这个字呢用在神的身上，它是这么的高超，但是呢，他实际上有接下来他讲他实际上的意思就是他是一个分别的意思，就是因为神那么高，就被造物这么低，所以就有一个分别，所以这个字原来就是那个意思。
So that this particular holiness meant separations because God is in that really high class talking about his beyondness in his attribution.
那么被分别出来啊，亚伦或者是whatever 的这被选召出来，被分别出来。他的目的在什么地方呢
？So what is the purpose of this separation?
我们中国人还有一件中国人我们圣经上面还讲一个，就是讲到归耶和华为圣，有没有听过这个？很多叫归耶和华为圣，归神为圣。
So it in English talk about consecration a lot.
在出埃及记28章那边特别提到36节，他讲到说要大祭司哈，他的那个冠冕上面要带一个金牌。那个金牌上面呢，要写几个字？写什么字呢？有没有人知道？写什么字呢？归耶和华为圣，就是归他为圣，分别出来要归给谁？归给主。
So in it says the in Exodus 28 it says make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it as on a seal, holy to the Lord.
所以神也告诉以色列人，叫他们要归耶和华为圣，归我为圣。好，在利未记二十章二十六节。好，因为呢，我耶和华是圣的，并且呢，叫你们与万民有分别，使你们做我的子民，就是分别出来。从哪里分别？从世界所有的族类里面，把你们分别出来，单单属我，是归我的。
So in Leviticus chapter 20 verse 26 it says, "You are to be holy to me because I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the nations to be my own."
最后到了彼得前书，他就讲了，就把这个整个就讲出来了。彼得前书二章九节，唯有你们是被拣选的，我们一同来念好吗？唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司。是圣洁的国度，属属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗进入奇妙光明者的美德。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, and a holy nations, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praise of Him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light."
我觉得教会有希望，有盼望。我们年轻人真的背的圣经背很多。
That's good that our youth really are starting to have memorized a lot of scripture.
所以我们知道第一件事情是什么？被拣选，就是我们上一次讲到的第一个福气，被拣选出来。
So the first blessing is we are pre-chosen or predestined.
成为什么？成为一个圣洁的国度，分别的国度。
And we'll get separated in as a whole nation of holiness.
最后要干嘛？是要属神，要归神，归到神的子民。
And what is that for? Is for this kingdom is to belong to God.
最后讲到要宣扬招我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的什么美德。
So it says over there, declare the praise of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
这个美德这个字，好，其实很多的英文把它翻译成 praises， 就是赞美、称赞。原来也是那个意思比较靠近一点。
So that one, the wonderful light, the original meaning is praises.
也就是我们要宣扬神的荣耀、赞美，赞美他。
It talks about that we need to proclaim or praise the holiness or the glory of God.
这就讲到我们刚整个以弗所书第一章的前到第六节，最后就是使他的荣耀得着称赞，就是讲到。就是最后最重要的目的是让他的荣耀彰显出来，能够得到称赞。
So it kind of echo to first of Ephesians verse first chapter 1 verse 6 is it says to the praise of His glory grace.
所以我们都知道我们是一个不同的身份的人，因为我们是被选召拣选出来，而且我们有一个很特别的一个圣徒或者是圣的一个身份。是不一样的。
So we have a different identity because we are being called by God. We are being sanctified by God.
所以神常常的告诉以色列人说：“你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。”
And God reminded Israelites a lot, saying that you need to be holy because I'm holy.
所以接下来我们就知道说，分别出来属神以后呢，不止我们要属神，而且我们要像神，跟他一样。
So not only we are belong to God, that we have to be like God.
所以耶稣说，我们要完全，就像我们天父完全一样，就讲到说，我们要像神，归了他以后就要像他。
So it talk about that you need to be perfect, just like I am perfect.
所以在讲到这个圣洁呢，开始引申的意思的时候，就发现说，这个是跟罪哈罪恶的东西呢是一个相对的。
So as you look further, then holiness.Is an opposite of sin.
因为它是有个道德上面的一个意思。
And there is a implication, ethical implications.
所以呢，我们在刚才一章四节讲到，我们在他面前成为圣洁。接下来他讲一句话，讲到什么？无有瑕疵。讲到圣洁，接下来讲到无有瑕疵，就讲到圣洁呢，他的在道德上面就是完全远离罪恶，没有瑕疵。
So in verse 4, that it talk about holiness.And the one following it is blameless.
所以当我们被神所选召出来以后，这是一个新的身份。接下来呢，就要有一个新的生活，就是一个圣洁的生活。
So that once we are called upon, being called by God, that we take on a new identity, and then we have to get into a new life.
以色列人他们在承受律法的时候，我们知道这个摩西的律法里面就充满了许许多多的律例啊，各种不同的条例，就是很多是关乎圣洁的条例。
And as we know that the laws of Moses, a lot of them is about being holy.
讲到各样饮食方面的条例，讲到身体的这种洁净的条例，讲到甚至房子的洁净都要讲，就是讲到分别，讲到圣洁。
And talk about how you clean yourself, clean the house, clean how you live your life.
很多的这些条例呢，我们知道说在今天已经不适用，已经过去了。但是那个精神是一直不断一直持续，而且是非常重要。就是保持一个圣洁，一个分别出来的，分别为圣。
Even the law by itself may not be applicable to us now, but the spirit of that law still remains.
怎么样持守这个圣洁？实际上，持守这个圣洁分别呢，在今天比当时代要更难，而且更重要。
And how do we hold fast to that holiness? It is more important now than even at that time.
神要我们圣洁，因为他是圣洁的。
God wants us to be holy because He is holy.
他要我们像他。
He wants us to be like Him.
我记得有一次我小的时候，我当我都不记得我妈妈给我洗过澡，因为太小了都不记得了。
And when I was young, I don't quite remember my mother bathed me before.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道，尤其做妈妈的，你为你的孩子洗澡，他长大可能都忘记了。
And so for those of you who are mothers, your kids when they are young, you bath for them, they probably won't remember.
你说他反正长大会忘记，我干脆不要洗了。
Will you say that, well, since he is going to forget about it, then will we just forget about giving him a bath?
不会，我们就天天洗，他弄脏再天天洗，这就是我洗我们的孩子。
Then, of course not. Then, of course, we will wash him every single day.
我已经忘记我妈妈给我洗过澡，真的忘了。
I honestly don't remember my mother gave me a bath before.
但是 by faith, 我相信她有帮我洗过澡。
But by faith, I believe that she did give me a bath before.
可是有件事情我一直记得。
But there's one thing I always remember.
大概六七岁的时候，我记忆比较有的时候呢，他常常会叫过来说：“来来来，叫我小弟啊，小弟来来来，把我拉到那个厕所去。”
And then, but I remember that when I was 6 or 7 years old, she would call me and take me to the bathroom.
他会拿那个毛巾弄那个肥皂，然后来开始洗洗哪里？洗我耳朵后面。
And she will take the soap and put it in the towel and then wash the spot behind my ear.
然后她总会讲一句话，到今天我记得。
And she will always repeat one word, one sentence that I always remember.
不要这么脏，像个没妈的孩子。
And don't be so dirty that almost like a person without a mom.
你妈妈那么光鲜漂亮，孩子太脏了，这个不。牵出去都不好看。
So it just doesn't match my image.
所以我在想这件事情的时候，神就让我看见一件事情。
And so when thinking about it, God showed me a light.
当初当亚伦他承接圣职的时候呢，神让他献一个燔祭，然后呢，那个燔祭生的血要抹在亚伦的身上。
And when Aaron was being anointed as a high priest. There was a sacrificing, and that blood of the sacrifice was smeared on Aaron.
抹在大拇指上
and smeared on his thumb.
抹在大脚趾上
and smeared the blood on his toe.
这个我都能了解，这个是要好行为，这个呢要走神圣洁的路，我都了解。但有一件事情我不了解，他抹在哪里？右耳垂上。
And I can understand why it is on thumb and on the toe, but there is another place that was anointed was on the earlobe, on the right earlobe.
我妈妈的事情我就了解了，这个地方还真脏啊，需要洁净。我们的耳朵也需要洁净哈，所以就是讲到一个要跟妈妈一样，要跟父母一样，神呢就希望他的孩子跟他一样。
So I make that connection that behind the ear is really dirty, so that with this, that we need to be like our parents, like God.
能够持守一个圣洁的心，尤其在这个弯曲背谬的这个邪恶的时代里面。
So we need to hold fast to a pure heart, especially in an evil time nowadays.
我们的所遇见的试探呢，现在已经不是像这个 linear 这种线性的这种发展了，现在是这种 叫做指数 exponential 的这种发展了。那个我们面对的试探，透过网络，透过我们不同的这种人的 interaction， 有越来越多的试探，它是加速的在攻向我们。
So the temptations that is being thrown at us is growing exponentially.
所以当这些试探来的时候呢，我们更容易跌倒，更不容易站立得稳了。
So when those temptation comes, it's really difficult to stand strong.
所以我常常觉得我们男生啊，我们要做一件事情，我们要谨守我们的眼睛。
So as men, we need to guard our eyes.
姊妹们呢，你要谨守你的嘴。
And for the sisters, you need to guard your mouth.
小朋友呢，他的手跟脚要谨守，因为他们还会打人。
And for the kids, you need to guard your hands and your feet.
所以我们都面对很多很多不一样的挑战，很多的时候我们就发现，哇，这是很多的试探。
So there's a lot of temptation and challenges.
然后不小心我们就犯罪了。虽然我们知道说，哦，我们是圣洁的地位，但是我们一直在犯罪。
And so from time to time, we're falling into sins, even though we know that our identity, but we still fall into sins.
所以为什么我们常常把基督徒我们自己称为我们是蒙恩的罪人？因为我们还会犯罪。
So that we describe ourselves as a sinner with a lot of grace from God.
神拣选我们，这么大的恩典给我们，我们成为圣洁，但是还是会犯罪。
So God chose us and so and sanctified us, but even with that, we've still fallen into sin from time.
当我们想到这里的时候，我们再回到一章四节，我们再念一次的时候，我们就问题就来了。
So as we go back to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
他讲到说，我们要他在基督里拣选我们，是我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，没有瑕疵。
So he talk about being holy and blameless in his sight.
有没有瑕疵呢
？Is there any blemish?
圣经说没有，实际上有没有？有。
So do we have blemish or do we have blame our life? Yes, but the scripture says here without blameless.
我们有一个圣洁的身份，还是充满了瑕疵。
So we have a whole identity that is that inherit the holiness from God, but we still are full of blame.
他这边讲成为圣洁无有瑕疵，有时候我们可能倒过来念，更 make sense。充满什么？成为瑕疵无有圣洁。
So that the real description for us is will be, we are.Blame for blame and without holiness.
那怎么看这个问题呢
？So then, how do we reconcile this two?
圣经学者都告诉我们，如果东西圣经读不懂呢，你就往上看，对不对？你可以不懂希腊文，你可以不懂希伯来文，但是你不能不懂上下文，所以往上看。
So once if there's a apparent conflict, then we'll read whatever the verses preceding that and the verses that's aftering.
有一个 keyword 叫做神从创立世界以前。
And that is, there's a keyword that from the beginning of the time.
就是神在创立世界以前，这个句子其实它的意思就是在永恒之中的意思，就是在永恒之中，神看我们是已经成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So that it talk about within the eternity, what God sees us is blameless.
所以弟兄姐妹，当神看我们的时候，跟我们人看自己是不一样的。
So the angle of God, how God sees us, is different from how human sees us.
我们是在神的眼前，不是在人的眼前成为圣洁。我们是在神的眼前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So we are holy and blameless in front of God, by the sight of God, but not by the sight of human.
而且是在永恒之中，神看到的是无有瑕疵。
And it is within the eternity that God sees it that way.
哦，感谢主，因为他是这样超越的神，他超越时间，所有的时间在他手上是一样的。
And praise the Lord, because He's above the time, so He's so that for everything to Him, He can see beyond that.
所以对他来讲，创立世界以前跟新天新地是一回事。
So to him that before creation and the new heaven and earth is the same thing.
他都已经看到了。
And he sees it all.
所以当神看我们每一个人的时候呢，是很漂亮、很干净的，因为呢，他都看到新天新地里面，在神的永恒里面，我们一个圣洁的模样。
So when God sees us, He actually saw us our status in eternity.
这是一个极大的，我说属灵的福气。
And that is a spiritual blessing.
这个福气人看不到的。
And that,
是神看到。
And this kind of blessing and fortune is not seen by man.
所以当我们知道这个事实的时候，我们就会眼睛就亮起来说，哇，原来我们是这么的尊贵，这么的蒙福，因为我们有一天都要像神完全一样。
So when we realize this fact, then we should be pleased because we are such a precious things to God.
在罗马书第八章三十节。
So in Romans 8:30,
这是一个很重要的经文，特别讲到。好，我们一同来念好吗
？Okay, let's read it.
预先所定下来的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。Yeah.
So let's read it in English. And for those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
所以就讲到。他招他们来，然后呢，称他们为义，就是在地位上面呢成圣了。但是呢，圣洁还没有在整个行为上得到，生命呢慢慢有个成圣的道路要往上走。
So we talk about that, that we are being called, we are justified, but we are going through the process of being sanctified.
但最后你知道那个结局，叫他们怎么样得荣耀，像天父完全一样的荣耀。
And at the end, we will be glorified.
所以这是我们每一个基督徒的盼望，所以我们在这当中，我们就享受这样的一个福气。
And that is the hope of being a Christian, and that is something we enjoy. We can enjoy.
所以神真的爱我们。
So God really truly loves us.
很多时候我们会觉得是啊，神会不会不喜欢我们？神会不会丢弃了我们？在永恒里面，他已经看到我们那个好的样子，他舍不得吧
？So that a lot of times we'll doubt that whether God would like us or love us, but through this you can see that.God actually sees us blameless in eternity.
所以在神在创立世界以前，已经看我们无有瑕疵了。
And so God saw us being blameless before the creation.
但是这边讲了一句话，我觉得蛮有意思的啊。第四节那边讲到是什么，在他面前。
So in verse 4 it says before him in his sight.
我们英文有的版本把它翻成 in his sight， 就是在他的眼目中。
And NIV translated into in his sight.
Okay, 所以当我们知道神看我们跟人看我们就不一样。
So that we'll know that from God's angle, his sight is different from human sight.
当我们活在神的面前的时候，我们就很有盼望。可是我们不小心活在人的面前的时候，我们就很沮丧，因为人家看我们什么都不行，什么都好像哎呀好软弱。
So we are full of hope in front of God, but a lot of time when we live in front of people, then we are weakened.
有的时候我们就会论断旁边的人，我们就会指责旁边的人。哎，你看这怎么做这种事？哎，他还是基督徒啊！哎呀，怎么这样，就讲一大堆哈。那我们在人的面前，真的有时候担当不起。
So a lot of time that we will actually score or blame other people, even other Christians.
但是当我们来到神面前的时候，我们就是充满了盼望，因为知道今天就算我跌倒，我们仍然要兴起。
Even though we're bickering in front of our people, before God, we are blameless.
我们每一个都是每一个人都在走一条所谓成圣的道路。
And every one of us is going through a process of sanctification.
也就是当我们得救了，我们称义了以后，这是一条 lifelong 就是一生要走的一条成圣的道路。在这当中，就是慢慢的学习成圣长进。
So once we are justified, then we go through a process of being sanctified.
所以这个当中是要很多的失败，很多的跌倒，但是呢，就是慢慢成长。
Well, through this road of sanctification, there will be a lot of failures and there is a lot of challenges, but that's a long road.
所以从幼稚一个幼稚的状况要变成一个成熟的状况，这当中是有个 process， 有一条路的。
So that process of sanctification go from being immature to mature.
所以你可以看见，像小朋友的成长也是一样。有时候小朋友的行为，我们觉得哎呀，真是啼笑皆非啊，不知道怎么讲。
Which is just like we are seeing kids growing up that their action at when they are young is very immature.
我们家老四比较喜欢赖床。
And number four is Nathan.
有
like to sleep in.
他早上的话就不想起来。
And it's a little difficult to call him up in the morning.
有一天早上, 他的姐姐去掀他的棉被, 一掀以后, 发现一件事情, 他跪在床上, 屁股跳高高。
And there was one day that his sister take the blanket off, and then they discovered one thing.
上面呢, 前一天已经写了一些话在他的内裤上。
And he wrote something on his underwear, and then he's showing his tootsies up.
写什么呢?
And what was the word saying?
Go away, please.
And it says, go away, please.
蛮好笑，但是我们希望他早点起床的，但是，哇，我不知道怎么说，小朋友就觉得。 I don't know how to describe. Okay, 就是还有一个，我一个朋友跟我讲，他说他的孩子们也很好玩。And
there's another story that come from one of my friends.
有一天他回家的时候，他发现说，哇，好热，怎么冷？这个暖气开这么热，怎么搞的？And
one day that he arrived home and he found that his house is very hot.
原来发现他两个儿子拿着地瓜在那个暖气口那边烤地瓜。
And what he discovered is his two sons was roasting yam on out of the air vent of the heater.
他孩子现在都长大了。And
his kids are now all grown up.
买了房子了。And
they buy their own houses.
他现在不会在那边，他知道烤地瓜是在 oven 里面烤地瓜。And
of course he knows that if you want to roast yam, it should be done in the oven.
所以很多人是在成长的过程里面，我们真的觉得，哎，怎么这么幼稚？但是这就是个过程。
So a lot of time when we were thinking that, well, how come people are so immature? But it's a process of being mature.
所以当我们来到神面前的时候呢，我们就有信心，啊，神会接纳我们，给我们恩典，给我们时间，我们一步一步来成长，我们就不会气馁。
So we have faith, we have hope coming in front of God that God will allow us to grow.
有一个牧师姓尤，哈，有一次在我们教会分享。
And there is a pastor Yu. He came to our church before.
他说有一次，他的儿子从外面好像是念书回家，然后回到家以后呢，他们就吓了一跳。And
when his son came back from school, they were all shocked.
他们发现孩子把头理光了，然后呢，只留下一个上面一个英文字大大的 U.
And they found out that is pretty much his kids shave off all his hair except marking using the hair marker English letter U.
他爸妈都不敢讲话。
And their parents are just didn't want to say a thing at that time.
因为这个游牧师是辅导专家。
And because this Pastor Yu is he is specialized in
counseling.
Counseling.
所以他在这几天的当中，孩子回来这几天的当中呢，就很尴尬。然后到有一天晚上，他妈妈吃饭的时候，他妈妈就哭出来了。And
after a few days that they couldn't the mother couldn't hold it, and during a dinner she cried.
然后他爸爸就问说：“你为什么把头发剃光，上面留一个 U 要干嘛呢？”
And so his father asked his son, why did you shave off your head except leaving a word you on your hair?
他说，因为我们家姓尤，所以我觉得呢，我要留一个字的话就留 U。然后呢，and
but his son replied that well, because our last name is U, and so if I want to pick a letter, it will be the letter U.
他爸爸就跟他解释说，你知道我是牧师，你这样做会影响我的 job security 吗？
And his father said, well, he tried to explain to his son and say, well, I'm a pastor. Do you know whatever you did can cause my job and my job security?
后来他的儿子就跟他爸爸解释说，你知道吗？我想啊，我这一辈子呢，能够做这件事情只有在这个时候。
And then his son explained that I was thinking that throughout my life, this is probably the only time I'll do this kind of things to myself.
结果没想到，后来他儿子也就毕业了，工作了，然后找到了一个很好的工作，穿西装革履，比他爸爸还保守。And
this kid eventually graduated and find a job, and I have to dress in suits every day.
所以我们就知道说这是一个成长的过程，有时候真的不知道怎么办，怎么会是这样，但是我们给一点时间，我们有忍耐的时候，神总会慢慢 work out 这个事情。
So it is all a process of being sanctified, a process of being matured.
所以在神的眼中是成为圣洁，就是无有瑕疵。
So in God's eyes that we are all blameless and that's in God's eyes.
所以在我们当中，我们会经历很多的忍耐的功夫，因为看见我们周围甚至我们自己都不完全，我们就是很多的忍耐。
So that it takes a lot of patience among us for ourselves and also for other people with us.
我们每一个人不只是看别人，我们有时候也看我们自己，我们自己也需要来追求，真的好好的来追求圣洁的功课。
So it's not for other people, it's for us that we need to also going through the process of sanctification.
我觉得神对我们真的是太好了，因为他不止他拣选了我们，让我们在他面前成为圣洁。没有瑕疵，所以我们就感恩于神这样子的对待，我们就愿意成为圣洁。
So that in response to His choice of us and giving us all this blessing, that we ought to be holy in response to His blessing.
因为他这样看得起我们，我们当然就愿意好好的来表现，好好的来在行为上面能够来遵循他的旨意，好叫他能够得到满足。
Because He chose us first, so in response we ought to follow His likeness and being holy, so that so that He can be satisfied.
很多人他遵循神旨意或者他守律法，是因为怕受惩罚，怕 consequences.
A lot of people who are trying to be holy is because he is concerned or afraid of the consequences of punishment.
那种是叫律法，是在律法主义底下是被捆绑的。
And those are legalistic, being bound by legalism.
但是真正的动力，真正的我们要成圣，我们的动力最大的一个动力是来自神对我们无条件的接纳。我愿意来回报他的爱。
And but the real driving force should be that so God so much so loved us that's in response that we want to be to pursue holiness.
当我们想到神差他的爱子为了我们的罪钉在十字架上。
And when we think about God sent His only begotten Son and died for us on the cross.
是为我的罪，是为你的罪，是我们每一个人的罪，他钉在十字架上，他配了他这么大的代价，痛苦。
He was sacrificed for your sin and my sins.
为什么？就是要把我们这群人从黑暗当中赎回来，在他面前真的成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And what is that for? Is those sacrificial blood is to redeem us from the realm of darkness, so that we can. Be in God's kingdom.
所以当我们的罪使耶稣基督钉在十字架上，当我想到这个的时候，我就不太愿意再犯罪了，因为我知道这个东西它后面的这个恩典太大了，我就会要小心。
So when I think about that, my sin caused Jesus to die for, and make me be careful about what I'm doing.
最后我们想到一件事情，就是想到这是神的一个心意，要我们圣洁。 Why?
So and God wants us to be holy. And do you know the reason why?
因为有一天基督跟教会有一个连结的关系。
Because one day that Christ and the church will be united again.
我们来看这节经文，以弗所书第五章二十五到二十七节。
And let's look at Ephesians 5Verse 25 to 27.
好，我们一同来念好不好？来，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
So let's read verse 25 through 27. It says, Husbands, love your wife, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleanse her by the washing with the water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
所以他这里讲到基督爱教会，爱我们每一个，我们这样的一个群体，爱教会。
So he talked about Christ loved the church.
所以他就为教会舍己，自己就甘愿死在十字架上。
So he sacrificed himself for the church.
做什么？ 就是把我们这些人赎出来， 成为圣洁。
So what is that for? Is so that he can redeem us, so that we can be holy.
最后要干什么？
And what is that for?
可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会， 或者叫做荣耀的心腹。
And so that we can present ourselves to be the glorious bride.
也就是耶稣基督他心里面想要，他有一个渴望，渴望什么？ 他有一天娶的一个新娘是干净的， 是圣洁的， 是没有玷污的。
So that's the hope of Christ that the when there's reunited, the bride is blameless, is clean.
我们很多人，我们大家都结婚，我们都结过婚的人，你希不希望结婚的对象是一个已经不圣洁的人，或者在男女关系上已经混乱的人？你还会，你没有？Do you have problem with that?
So for those people who are married, that do you really want before you're married, you want your the person you're going to marry to have a very strange interpersonal relationships.
所以当耶稣他有一个渴望，什么渴望？希望他的教会圣洁，所以他花了很多的代价，用水借的道把教会洗净、洗干净，好有一天他要来迎接我们，是圣洁无瑕的。
So that so that is talking about God, so that we can be washed by the word of God, so that we can be clean and being holy. So when he comes, that we can be a blameless bride.
为着这个缘故， 我们 愿不愿意在神面前持守我们的圣洁？
So for this, are we willing to hold fast and be holy?
让我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父， 我们要来感谢你， 从创世之前， 你就爱上了我们， 你拣选我们成为你自己的孩子。 主啊， 你更洗净我们， 给我们一个成圣的恩典。 主啊，在你的面前使我们能够成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。主啊，我们实在不明白，因为我们看见我们每一个人，我们自己看身上都满了瑕疵，但主你却这样来爱我们，来帮助我们走这一条不容易的成圣的道路。主啊，让我们自己也能够学习透过你的眼光来看我们自己，来看我们周围的人，让我们都知道主啊是有盼望的。 哦，即使现在跌倒，主啊，但是我们总要兴起，总要胜过。主啊，我们总是有盼望。求主你给我们恩典，让我们不管在任何的光景之下，主啊，让我们总是存着盼望，我们来走这条成圣、成为圣洁的道路。我们谢谢你这样爱我们，把这个福气赐给我们，让我们在你面前成为圣洁、无有瑕疵。我们谢谢主，帮助我们，听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。 好，我们来唱这首诗歌，《你的爱的大能》。